Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. Hi, I'm Brad Smart with your morning briefing for Tuesday, the 14th of April. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Post-Easter, and Commercial Radio Australia is pushing the federal government for a crisis relief package to support broadcasters crippled by the ad revenue collapse. CEO Joan Warner says the government can provide much-needed relief to keep local stations on air during the crisis. Warner says radio is the most local of all media and is keeping listeners up to date with current developments in their local area, even while struggling to stay afloat. ACMA has given community radio station 88.9 FM Tamworth permission to extend its coverage area with a repeater. The station will rebroadcast its service from the Quirindi Communications Tower, which is owned by the local council. 88.9 will soon have a clear signal across the Liverpool Plain Shire. Despite most major sporting events being suspended, ABC Grandstand is rolling on with new programs to keep sports fans coming back. Head of ABC Sport, Nick Morris, says while they can't replace sport, they can get involved in sports conversations and the latest sports news. The research group McKinsey & Co. has been tracking consumer sentiment around the world during the COVID-19 crisis. Unsurprisingly, it found that consumers in most countries are delaying their purchases and many feel insecure in their jobs. In countries with a high death toll that haven't started to flatten the curve yet, like the UK and the US, consumer optimism is declining. Aircheck's national radio airplay chart shows Conan Gray's Maniac had a big boost in spins in the week leading up to Easter. K-Rock Geelong and the KISS network stations in Melbourne and Sydney all played the track more than 40 times, pushing Maniac into the number 8 spot. ARN's parent company, HT&E, has picked up 11 million shares of the outdoor advertiser, oOh!media. The billboard company's share price had fallen 70% during the current crisis, and it was looking at an emergency capital raise of $167 million. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.